Thomas E. McKnight Jr., continuing the dictation on Edward Meline, M-E-L-I-N-E. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, he reports a change in his sense of smell and taste. He reports depressed nervousness, lack of concentration, loss of equilibrium, loss of hearing, loss of memory. New paragraph. Head, he denied neuralgia, headaches, or fainting spells or similar family history. Neck, he reports loss of grip strength in both hands. Stiffness in his neck. New paragraph, upper back and arms, he denied symptoms. Middle back. He denied symptoms, low back, weakness in his legs, shoulders, he denied symptoms, elbows, he denied symptoms, wrists, he denied symptoms, hips, he reports some weakness for which he performs exercise and sitting, providing relief. New paragraph, ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph, laboratory. Laboratory testing accomplished in August 2024 showed evidence for a relatively normal chromic normocytic anemia, comma, a random glucose of 132, slight reduction in the albumin, normal thyroid function, C-reactive protein, vitamin D assay, vitamin B12 assay, normal urinalysis and chemistry panel, normal post-COVID rheumatological panel, low pancreatic isoenzymes, increased salivary isoenzymes, normal lipase, biotin, poisoning metal panel normal. Borderline elevation of the D-dimer. C-reactive protein less than 3. Amino acid analysis. Was within broad limits of normal. Morning cortisol normal. RPR non-reactive. ANA choice screen negative. Dementia panel. Comprehensive metabolic. Slightly reduced albumin. Hemoglobin, MCHC, otherwise normal. TSH, 1.66. Vitamin B12 and folate screens normal. Cardio IQ, lipid evaluation was within normal limits, showing an LDL cholesterol of 50. Myeloperoxidase optimal, ADMA elevated 148, SDMA elevated at 150 dash risk for vascular kidney disease. The inflammation summary showed two elevations of biomarkers for the presence of disease, ADMA and high-sensitive C-reactive protein. Biomarkers for disease activity were both low risk. New paragraph. Electroencephalograms. Static EEG. Completed 4/24/2024 was normal. Ambulatory EEG interpreted 4/24/2024 showed normal sleep with REM. Subparagraph, there were several episodes of spike and polyspike wave activity starting in the left frontotemporal, spreading to the right hemisphere. One episode at 18-20 hours lasted 20 minutes. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical history and symptoms, understanding cervical surgery was completed, we will repeat cervical MR imaging to exclude recurrence of any contributory spinal stenosis. New paragraph. He was initiated on therapy. And is currently taking Keppra 250 milligrams, one half a tablet, PO twice a day. Subparagraph, by his report, this has produced an overall sense of improvement in his function, but has not completely aborted his hiccups, although there is some improvement. Recommendations. We will consider increasing his Keppra dosage in increments following his hiccup symptoms. New paragraph, I suggested that he takes an additional half of a tablet when his hiccups become more severe to see if they don't improve. New paragraph. He gave an additional history of blurring or difficulty with his vision, for which I am ordering a myasthenia panel to exclude that as a contributory diagnosis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. Signed with my professional signature.